Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, in the work that I do as an executive business coach, I spend much of my day talking with clients about strategies to reach their goals. Many of my clients' questions begin with the word, how? How can I grow my business? How can I expand my network? How can I increase my sales? How can I grow my team? You know, these and similar how questions populate the discussions with my clients. And on most days, our discussions lead them to strategies that they determine to implement in pursuit of their goals. But on some days, it can feel like the strategies have come to a dead end, like they've tried everything. And they just aren't seeing results. They feel like they are at their wits' end and don't know what to do next. Have you ever been there? Oh, if so, you are not alone. Throughout my years of coaching, I have learned that these seemingly wits' end days are really just the beginning of a future breakthrough in their businesses. I've seen it. It happens all the time. You see, sometimes the challenge that they're facing is just so unique that the normal tried and true strategies just won't cut it. What's needed is new thinking in order to get to the new strategies. And sometimes coming to their wits' end, well, that's the first step. Well, you know, over the past 7 months, we all have faced a challenge with this pandemic that is so unique that our tried and true strategies, whether for our businesses or in our everyday lives, those strategies just don't cut it. Even perhaps if we just had the pandemic to deal with, we might feel we could get a handle on things. But the pandemic has caused or illuminated other challenges that we are also now facing. Our current economic stress that we all are feeling. Businesses being closed, some permanently. The mental health issues that are created from being unnaturally distanced from each other are absolutely permeating. The struggle to find the right balance to send our kids and grandkids to school and just trying to do everyday errands has become so much more difficult. And then you add the social and racial unrest along with a deeply emotional political environment leading up to the election. You know, when you think about all those things, I really am amazed at how well we as a country have done to navigate through all of this by adjusting and pivoting and learning new strategies. I mean, after all, we are Americans. We are the pioneers. We are the innovators. We're the never say quit team who come up with strategies to keep us going. But it's also easy to see that in spite of all the pivoting and strategies, we may feel at this point at our wits' end. Well, the good news? Being at our wits' end is the beginning of what God can do. You see, all this time, we have been coming up with strategies and making adjustments and pivoting, which has been fine because most of it has worked. Because after all, God gave us brains and creativity and determination, and He told us to use them. But after 7 months and counting, knowing this pandemic and surrounding challenges will accompany us through the holidays and into the new year, we are running on empty. But this is not news to God. He knows, and He has help and hope for us. He always has. We just happen to be able to receive it now because we've come to the end of ourselves, to the end of our wits, to the end of our own wisdom and know-how. Well, Psalm 107, our next sheltering psalm, was written as a song that God's people sang as they remembered His faithfulness to them to bring them through seasons that contained multiple challenges for them and brought them to their wits' end. This psalm tells of how God helped his people through times of loneliness, through times of isolation, through times of illness, and through times of storms. Gosh, that could not better describe our times right now. Loneliness, isolation, illness, storms. Check, 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 and check. You know, as you read Psalm 107, there's also something in it that might be a little bit of a surprise. Let's take a look at verse 25 and start there. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Did you hear it? It was right at the beginning of verse 25. Let me read it again. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest. Wait a minute, what? He spoke? Yes, there's something unique about this storm that God's people are experiencing. Dr. David Jeremiah, in his book Shelter in God, describes it this way. He says, now we realize the striking thing about this storm. As great as the power of the wind and the waves may be, there's something, or rather someone, more powerful in the background behind it all. It is God, the God who sends the rains. Are you shocked? We're much more comfortable crediting God with calming storms than causing them. And yet we must take the scripture at its word. The Bible teaches us that he is Lord of all, and that includes the storms that serve his purposes along with everything else. Now, let's take care before blaming God for every storm, however. Sometimes we've done just fine on our own bringing on those dark clouds. We make mistakes, and God's place is simply to let us discover how deeply we need him when we're just about to go under the waves. So we're not referring to those self-induced tempests. We're talking about storms brought about expressly by divine intention, and those do exist. Yes, God can cause a storm when he has a divine purpose. All we need is look at Job, his life, and Jonah, who we studied several months ago. These are just two of the examples of God's wisdom in causing a storm for his purpose. Dr. Jeremiah goes on to write, why did God send the storm in your life? Is it intended to cut off your flight from God, as in the case of Jonah? Is it to draw you closer, as in Job's life? If you're weathering a storm, you can be certain the winds are no random weather front. They blow for a clear purpose. As you're caught up in a tempest, ask God to help you be caught up in his purposes. So how do we respond then? What strategy do we employ when God sends a storm our way? Well, he tells us back in Psalm 107, starting in verse 28, when the people came to their wits' end, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. Yes, what do? Well, we cry out to the Lord in prayer and then we praise him for his faithfulness. Yes, when we get to the end of our wits, cry out to him and watch him work. Dr. Jeremiah says it this way, deep inside us, we realize that the bringer of the storm is also the master of it. He can take it away in a blink of an eye. When we realize He is great enough to send and remove storms, we fall down in worship. When the people of the psalm were being battered by the storm, they cried out in fear and helplessness, and God responded. He calmed the storm and stilled the waves. They could not learn the lessons and build the strength in any other classroom than the stormy seas. Yes, you know, there are some lessons we each have learned over these past 7 months that could only have been learned in this COVID classroom. I hope you're each tracking your lessons learned so you can look back on them in the future and gain strength as you remember God's faithfulness and gather hope even for today. There are only some lessons that can be learned in this COVID classroom. Don't miss that. So when we feel we're at our wit's end, rejoice. We are right at the beginning of God about to do a great work. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.